This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show me crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show me crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show. Man, we got ourselves a huge football week. Dolphins, Monday Night Football tonight. I mean, you can't beat Monday Night Football. And in the cold, it seems like it's going to be cold. Have you seen the weather in Pittsburgh?
I heard 10 degrees.
I mean, and what did you say the feels like was going to be, Solano? It was like maybe feels like 2 or minus 2, something
negative
like that?
Negative 2 degrees.
Holy mackerel.
Why do people call that football weather? It sucks to be out there in 10 degrees.
It's fun to watch it from South Florida on your TV, on your couch, though. I like TV's that. Fun. I want to see Tua and the Dolphins break through this narrative, earned, by the way. It's not a phony narrative, an earned narrative of, I mean, they knocked down a few tonight, prime time, on the road, against a decent team. Got to give me a decent team. But in the cold, ultra cold. This could be one of those big victories where you go, hey, you can't, you know, all this stuff every season where you go, hey, do it at the end of a season. Do it in December. Do it in cold weather. Do it on the road. All these things. You'll be able to point back on it and say, no, don't forget about Pittsburgh in 2025. Like, you'll have a little card that you can pull out of the deck, Pittsburgh in 2025, December of 25. So we'll see what happens.
I'm with you. I want the win, but if it's a Commanders win, I don't know
what's
if you really want to pull that card out. Huck, I want a butt kicking. I want to see that they can really play football. If their defense comes, their defense comes. To be honest, the offense has to score some damn points in the cold. That's what we're lacking.
But do you think they're a butt kicking better team than the Steelers? Because I don't. Like, to me, this is a win that you need to just grind out on the road in the cold.
And that's going to make you talk about it in 2027?
No, but you can't say, no. It's not that I'm going to talk about it. It's just that it wipes away you being able to say they can't win in December on the road. They can't win in the cold on the road. They can't win in prime time on the road in a cold weather game. You can't say it anymore. A win's a win. Like, I remember the whole thing with Peyton Manning. He could never win a Super Bowl. Until he won a Super Bowl. And then you couldn't say anymore that he couldn't win a Super Bowl. We're kind of rewriting that narrative with Kevin Durant. Yeah, he couldn't win a championship. Well, he won two championships. Well, he didn't do it on his own team. But really, like, once you slay the dragon, you've slayed the dragon. Mm-hmm. They have a chance tonight to slay the dragon. So go out and do it. And again, great. Beat him 30-10. I would love it. You squeak out a 17-16 victory on the road in Pittsburgh in 2-degree weather, I'm down with that. I'll talk. I won't let you say that they can't win on the road in December in the cold anymore.
I got you. They don't have to slay a dragon. They just got to slap a kitty cat, and we're happy. That's what I figured that out.
Get a dub.
But one, like,
yeah, I'm with. And this is a get a dub team though. So that's where I'm when you say you'll talk about, I get you. We have a reference point of a cold win.
Yes.
But their record right now, I believe it's 0-5 with Tua Tagovailoa and games that start at below 40 degrees. Like, they're 0-5, and I think the Dolphins since 2016, so even pre-Mike McDaniel, their record in these cold weather games is pretty bad. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but they win one game against a Steelers team that may not have their best player in TJ Watt and may not have their starting running back, and that slays the dragon for you. Like
well,
you just throw
so you'll
out
still
everything
be able to say
happened.
So you're saying even if they win this game, you'll still lean on the fact that they can't win a cold weather game in December?
But to me, like, it's not that they can't win a cold weather game in December. If they were playing the Tennessee Titans today on Monday Night Football in the exact same weather, I think the Dolphins would be favorites today. But it still doesn't mean, even if they win today.
But they still
today,
haven't, though. But they haven't.
Right, but it's not that they can't. They're just not good in cold weather. And I don't think winning this one game changes the fact that they're not good in cold weather. They just won a game
in
cold
weather.
Again,
a narrative is a narrative because of a reason. They haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. You're telling me if they win a playoff game, you'll still say, well, it wasn't the greatest season in the world and other teams win plenty of playoff games. Like, once you've done it, you've done it. You can't lean on that narrative anymore. Once you've done it, I'm not telling you that that's a panacea. Oh, they beat Cleveland. They beat Pittsburgh on a Monday night in cold weather and you could never say anything bad. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying. I'm just saying, there's a bookmark we all have about the Dolphins, and Tua specifically. Can't win in December, in the cold, on the road, in prime time. He wins tonight. That narrative can't be in existence anymore.
Salon, this is a better way to put it, because I think I was on your side early, and Hawk explained it. They're cold weather virgins right now, and they're about to get some cold weather action. If they get cold weather action, they're not virgins anymore.
Correct. Correct. And it doesn't matter if she is the school tramp. Doesn't matter if you paid for it. If you're a virgin, you're no longer a virgin once you're no longer a virgin.
I can get her. I can, you know, hitch my wagon to this. Let's have sex tonight, boys. Let's do it. Let's go.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need sex.
Yes. Okay. All right. Here we go. Now you're talking my language, Hawk. Now you got me.
I see.
So not only do we have cold weather football tonight for the Dolphins, it is college football playoffs week for the Miami Hurricanes. First time ever. We're going to talk about it all week. We're going to get ready for it. I'm really excited for Saturday afternoon because I do believe they earned their way in. I'm excited for next season when DJ Lagway is leading them to the college football playoffs. I mean, we got a lot going on.
Oh, come get him. Come get him. I can't wait.
We've got a lot going on with college football. Let's do headlines here because we do have a lot of stuff to jam into 2 hours. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, their lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
For those of you who still believe that the Miami Dolphins have an opportunity to make the playoffs, it was 1% coming into the Week 15 NFL slate, and the odds have somehow gotten smaller. The Dolphins need a win out, gentlemen. If you have any opportunity, any chance at capitalizing on a lot happening elsewhere over the final 3 weeks of the season, none of it matters if the Dolphins lose this game tonight or any other game for that matter the rest of the way. So these are all must wins down the stretch of the season, certainly tonight.
And that's what McDaniels is preaching. That's what they should be listening to in the locker room. That thought. The hell with what has to happen. Let's do what we can control. That's the whole narrative.
There are a couple notes regarding this game. No TJ Watt. Steelers are 1-11 all time since TJ Watt has been on that team without him.
Did you see, though, didn't we say this? What the hell day is it? Monday? I guess we said this Friday. Mike Tomlin has never lost on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin has never lost on Monday Night Football. That is a staggering statistic.
And it's like 21-0. It's not like the Tua cold weather game thing. It's 5-0
right.
Or 0-5. 21-0. That's
like Pittsburgh
amazing.
Plays it's... on Monday nights. Like they get a Monday night schedule. That is a staggering statistic.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it one extra day? I get the after a bye week wins with real good coaches because they have damn 13 days to prepare. But you get 5, we get 6, and we're just better than you for years. That's amazing.
Well, the Steelers haven't lost a home Monday night football game since 1991.
Amazing. You know, you earn reputation, right? The Dolphins have earned the reputation of not being a very good primetime team. The Steelers have earned the reputation of being a very good primetime team. Doesn't mean that, you know, trends don't break or trends can't be faulty, but man, those are, I mean, you're talking about two opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to primetime and Monday night performances specifically.
We heard there's no way the Dolphins could beat the Patriots in Foxborough. Then we went up there and beat them by 25 with the Wildcat. You just yep. you bust you break trends is what you do. You go out there and whoop some trends' ass.
Yep.
Phillip Rivers didn't have a shot in hell at beating the Seahawks until, you know, they had a lead in the fourth quarter after a 50-plus yard field goal, 60-yard field goal, and then, you know, it all came crashing down thanks to another big-time field goal by the Seahawks, but hey, Phillip Rivers almost won that game.
He did his thing, man. I mean, you couldn't have asked for more for someone from someone who hasn't played in 5 seasons.
Okay.
What could you ask for more?
No. Oh, no. I'm glad you put the claws on it because he looked terrible. He couldn't move. He's 40. He looked 44. I thought he was going to be a little spry. He looked bad. He was stumbling, bumbling, falling down, couldn't bend his knees.
If you had Phillip Rivers over 1.5 yard rushing, he lost. He ended with -5.
He should have ran the bootleg. Nobody's expecting it.
How about the Kansas City Chiefs, gentlemen? Since we're talking about the NFL, I'll get to the local stuff in a second. How about the Kansas City Chiefs while the Dolphins are still technically in the hunt, the Dolphins still have life in terms of a playoff berth. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Kansas City Chiefs are headed to Cancun.
Love it.
Yeah. And you can't point it. You just can't say, oh, because they lost him. They just became a, I don't say bad. They got real worse over last offseason for some reason. I don't know how the hell they did it.
I think they won all the close games last year. Everything went their way a season ago. Remember they had that stat where they were
every game.
They were like 10-0 in games decided by one possession or less or one score or less. Everything went their way, and then they got to the Super Bowl and they played a team that genuinely was better than them and didn't leave it up to chance, didn't leave it up to officiating, didn't leave it up to a flag. They got their asses kicked, and this year all the bounces went the other way.
I believe, by the way, you were looking for much worse, not real worse.
Much worse.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to get back to bad. Because I can't say they're a bad team. Because then we had to call ourselves a bad team. There's a lot of
everybody's time comes to an end. Nobody's great forever, except the Patriots.
Yeah, my goodness. It usually declines from Super Bowl to wild card game to you almost made the playoffs. They went from Super Bowl to terrible.
Well, they also blew a 14-0 lead yesterday, gentlemen, at home to the Buffalo Bills. I don't know if that changes anybody's opinion.
You're talking about the Patriots. You're on to the Patriots now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think he was still talking about the Chiefs, but you're on to the Patriots. Yeah, Patriots had a 21-7 lead at one point.
Mm-hmm. Josh Allen came back and pulled out a big, big victory yesterday. And
pulled out a big Josh Allen.
Yeah, he did. Josh Allen is good, man. I know we don't want to hear it down here. Goodness gracious.
No lead was safe yesterday. I was reading earlier this morning that it was tied for an NFL record for double-digit comebacks yesterday in the Sunday slate, which is just fun, you know, as a person watching Red Zone yesterday and you know, putting up with all those stupid commercials. It was just fun yesterday to watch all those games. All right. Jason Taylor is going to be on ESPN2 on the Manning cast of the game today.
Yeah. Very cool.
And Rex Ryan, remember he had this comment about Mike McDaniel? I don't know if it happened. It was on ESPN Get Up when they were 1-6, maybe when they were 2-7, but it was after the entire Tua situation. And Rex Ryan called Mike McDaniel nerd boy on ESPN Get Up. Well, this morning, Rex Ryan sort of gave Mike McDaniel his flowers after riding the ship and they were previewing the game today. Quote, nerd boy, my hat is off to you. You got this thing going.
Very pleasant. That must be very fulfilling for Mike McDaniel.
I like it. I'm back all the way down, but throw him some credit, man. That's cool.
You want to bring up the breaking NHL news, Solana?
Yeah, man. Couldn't have seen this coming. This is tough. This is very, very tough. The Buffalo Sabres have fired their general manager, Kevin Adams.
So I just want to make sure I have this correct. The Sabres are not buying the Sabres.
Yeah, I guess not.
Damn.
Do you know, in the history of sports radio, which is long and varied, no one has ever brought on a guest who knows as much about a sport as Rob Pizzola knows about hockey and ask the question, are you a buyer of, and Solana was talking about the Buffalo Sabres, and then have the general manager of the team that he was referring to as being a buyer of be fired the next week.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
What's the pros and cons of Kevin's career, Solana? What has he done, you know, positive?
Well, I will say this. You know, this happens to be an absolute shock in the hockey world, and nobody could have seen this coming. Gentlemen, the Sabres are on a 3-game win streak. They've won 3 straight games.
And are they in the bottom of the Atlantic?
Yeah, they're still in last place.
Yeah.
I got you.
But they beat the Oilers. They beat the Canucks. They beat the Kraken. Those are 3 quality wins out on the West Coast, all on the road. I mean, they beat the Oilers, a two-time defending Western Conference champions, and you go in the middle of a three-game win streak? Your team's hot? As hot as it's been, I imagine, a couple of years. Like, go on. And you fire the general manager? Come on.
They weren't
buying
it.
What are we doing, Buffalo? What are we doing? Saberhood. Not doing too well up there, man. What are we doing?
He's so full of crap.
Couple actual notes about the game tonight. Larry Borum is questionable with an illness for the Miami Dolphins. And Jaylen Warren, the Steelers' starting running back, he apparently woke up sick, according to Tom Pelissero. Apparently, he's still optimistic about playing in this game tonight, but that's something to monitor ahead of the game.
All right.
Man, take some Pepto-Bismol. Let's go.
It's cold, bro. -2 degrees.
Yeah, I wake up in that. I immediately feel sick. If I'm anywhere and it's 2 degrees when I wake up, I'm sick.
Do your damn job.
Nah.
Hey, Hawk, I happen to be situated here. I'm at the Kaseya Center. That's why you hear all the noise, the ruckus behind me. I happen to be situated in the best spot maybe ever to do a radio show because I've got the Tequeño stand to my left. I don't know if you probably can't see it. It's a little too far for the camera.
Good eating.
But I've got Salty Donut to my right and Skinny Louie's to my right. I mean, I'm literally in the perfect spot.
Salty Donut, the mini donuts?
No, these are the fancy donuts. These are like the fancy donuts with the toppings on top of them. But Skinny Louie's, which are those smash burgers that everybody's obsessed with right now, is just next to Salty Donut. So I'm situated between Tequeños. I got the Gyros a couple walks down. And then I got donuts, coffee, vibes, and Skinny Louie's. All within, 200 feet of me.
Time of your life, man. Crazy. Time of your life. We have a lot to get to. Solana is at the Kaseya Center. He'll have preheat later on tonight. Before preheat, he'll have Game Day Uncensored, which starts at 4. You got Panthers tonight as well. That game will be on 560 AM. The Heat game will be on 104.3 FM. And we're going to try to, like I said, entertain you up until 4 o'clock this afternoon. You have anything else, Solana?
Just your weather. Right now in South Florida, I actually have a perfect view of downtown Miami, and it is windy, it is cold, it's rainy, it's wet. So if you are in your car, if you're going anywhere today to watch these games coming down here, whatever you're doing, drive safely. That's brought to you by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
All right, it is a game night for your Dolphins.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Crowder's got a new microphone, but it seems like it's maybe the same issue. Because what were you doing? Were you opening a can or something? What were you doing?
I was moving around my reeds out of the paper.
Ah, I heard the paper loud and clear. Somebody puts on the chat, somebody's got a new microphone.
Hey.
That is. Crowder's got a new
microphone. They got buttons and knobs.
Somebody else puts on the chat, props to Hawk for the Heilman's Old Style shirt. Haven't seen it in years. Do they still make it? Yeah, you can still get it at Wrigley Field. You could drink a can of Old Style while watching a Cubs game. That is a regional Chicago favorite. Speaking of the Canes on Saturday and the Dolphins tonight, I'll put you on the spot. Who wins? Dolphins Steelers? Canes Texas A&M?
Who? Honestly, I think the Steelers win tonight. The cold and just the primetime thing. I think DK Metcalf went off last week, so I think they're going to still have that connection. If they can't get an old man uncomfortable, he's not old anymore because Phillip Rivers is in the league. But, yeah.
He might be older, though.
No. Aaron Rodgers is older than Phillip.
Aren't they both like 44?
I don't think.
No. Rodgers is 40, 41. I think he just turned 41. Huh. Yeah. He's 42.
Because me and Rodgers got drafted. Me and Rodgers got drafted together.
Yeah, he turned 42 13 days ago on December 2nd.
Yeah.
Is Phillip Rivers the oldest player in the NFL?
I would guess. I would have to say yes. Because Calais Campbell pops to mind, but I know he's not 44.
Yeah. Yeah. Phillip Rivers, oldest player in the
Rivers.
NFL.
Aaron Rodgers is number two at 42.
And you know how people say, oh, how old you turning? Oh, you don't look a day over. He looked 44 out there. And then they're showing the highlights, which just – it doesn't look good. They score 15 points. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's cute. It was cute. The story's cute, but he can't play at this level.
But can he play as well as their third stringer or the guy who played for Minnesota a few weeks ago that I bet against? Like, in that realm, the Colts are not a bad team, and they've had a good season. No. So he's – probably kind of exactly what you need, no?
You know what it does show? It shows that they did not do a good job preparing for Daniel Jones to get hurt, just like we don't do a good job
if
Tua ever goes down.
But they had Anthony Richardson. They had Anthony Richardson, who's supposed to be playing above Daniel Jones anyway. He got hurt. And then their real third stringer got hurt as well.
Yeah, Riley Leonard.
Yeah, so they had to
he got hurt backing up Indiana Jones in that game that he went down.
I mean, this was panic mode. This was full-on panic mode.
Yeah.
But let's talk about us. Would you, if this happened to us, would you want Quinn Ewers in the game or Rivers?
The thing is, though, their Quinn Ewers was injured. So remove Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers and Tua. And so the question becomes, would you want
Ripien, whatever.
But it's got to be someone who literally is not signed to a team or is on a practice squad.
Bailey Zappe, who they signed, or Brett Rippon, who they signed.
Or, you know, as somebody puts on the chat, Tim Boyle. Like, you know, would you rather have Tim Boyle
No.
Or would you rather go get, Cleo Lemon? I mean, I'd rather go get Cleo Lemon.
Or the one that they were talking about, Cam Newton. That's what the big talk was. Why didn't they say Cam over Rivers? I would take Cam over Ripien for sure.
I would take Cam over a bunch of guys who are unsigned right now. And literally, you're not playing for anything other than to get into the playoffs this season. It's not like, hey, we need a placeholder for next season or whatever. Nothing matters. This matters. Indy's having a great season. Yeah. So they need, I think it's kind of exactly what they need. Now, can he withstand the grind? It's cute week one, but now he's got to wake up today after being hit several times. He's got to get his ass to practice. He's got to study the playbook to know it even better. Now is where the tough part comes in, because now you're getting bruised and battered every week, and you're not getting younger.
Well, look at their schedule, by the way. Look at their schedule. They host the 49ers next Monday night. They're on Monday Night Football. And then they play the Jaguars, who I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but the Jags defense is an issue, and in a good way. And then they play the Texans.
Trevor Lawrence's numbers yesterday. Did you see his numbers?
5 touchdowns? It's crazy.
First quarterback in NFL history to throw 5 passing touchdowns and have 50 or more rushing yards with a touchdown as well.
That's crazy.
Phillip Rivers plays the Texans in Houston, which could potentially be a win and you're in game. It's not likely, because I don't think the Colts are going to beat the Niners or the Jags, but if they do and the Texans win out until that game, that could literally be a win and you're in game. Phillip Rivers, the 4th game since he's been signed against the number one pass rush in the NFL.
That damn Danielle Hunter and Willie Anderson, them young men get after that quarterback. It's crazy watching the defense.
They got to be frothing at the mouth, too, with the thought of him being the guy back there.
I know he can't go anywhere. You're going to tell me exactly where he's going to be on play.
I can find guys when they're moving. I know I can find him when he ain't moving.
Don't tackle a statue.
They're donezo, though, right? They've lost 4 straight. Let's be honest. They're donezo. They've lost 4
straight. You're talking about the
Colts? Yeah, they're donezo.
Yesterday was their chance to do something special, and they almost had it. I have a tough time believing that it gets better from there. Anyway, I interrupted you, though.
They made a big deal about it.
I was saying, who wins? Dolphins or Steelers? You said Steelers. Oh, yeah. What about Canes and Aggies?
Aggies, fellas. I'm sorry. That's why I breathed hard before you asked. Well, I answered the first question, because I think it's a tough environment, and I believe that the Aggies play the same game the Canes play. They're a bully team, so it's 2 bully teams. And the Aggies got some, their strength of schedule is a little better this year, fellas. I'll go with the college football playoff committee thoughts.
I was reading a story by Jordan McPherson in the Herald, and it was 5 keys for the Canes, and one of them was the line of scrimmage. Both sides, you got to out-bully these guys. You got to do. Remember the beginning couple of games this season where we were like, wow, that O-line is moving people at will? They're going to have to do that Saturday.
I don't know where you see that they had a tougher schedule. I'm not even kidding. I know SEC.
You playing the AC. No, don't do. I hate when people do air quotes of SEC. It's a elite football program to any other conference in the world.
SEC. SEC. I mean, honestly,
it's got a few good teams in it, like every other conference. Got a few good teams. Got some patsies. I mean, it's got the whole gamut.
But, Hawk, outside of Texas, who they lost to, final game of the season, Crowder, go back and find me a good quality victory against a quality team that Texas A&M beat, other than Notre Dame, which was, their 3rd game of the season. They beat UTSA. I bet you didn't cover. They only won 42-24. They beat Utah State. They beat Auburn. Squeaked out a home victory against Auburn, who's trash. 16-10. They beat Mississippi State, who shouldn't even have a football program, let's be 100% honest. They beat Florida. I mean, you know how bad that program is? DJ Lagway just said deuces.
Holy mackerel.
They beat Arkansas, who fired their head coach midseason. They beat LSU. You know they're trash with Nussmeier, who couldn't complete a pass if his life depended on it. They beat Missouri. Nobody even knows where Missouri is. They beat and then they beat South Carolina 31-30. I needed something there. I don't know.
Okay.
I needed something.
And we want to go game for game. Y'all lost to two terrible teams in SMU and Louisville.
Those are ranked teams.
Who are
Those
unranked.
Are ranked programs. Those are ranked
and
programs.
SMU play, also. I mean, you know, that was kind of Mario at the end. He should have gone for a win instead of a tie. They really, in my mind, they won that game.
So y'all badmouth Florida on Texas A&M schedule. So that win's not that impressive for the Canes. And
I don't think they really lost that game, in my opinion.
Then y'all ran through a conference that winner had five losses. It's not impressive.
Well, when you say the winner had five losses, it was a flawed system for Duke to be there anyway.
They're the best team in the ACC.
No, stop it. Get out of here.
No. I'm saying Miami's the best team.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying Duke was.
Oh, no. Hands down, Miami's the best. The next best team is who? Virginia, Duke?
I would say Miami's the best team in the ACC and probably second or third best in the SEC.
Good take.
That's a great take.
Y'all are crazy.
Who do you think wins, Solana? Steelers, Dolphins tonight.
I don't know yet.
Texas A&M Saturday.
I don't know on Steelers, Dolphins. I haven't made up my mind yet, but I do think the Miami Hurricanes beat Texas A&M. I really do. I think they're better up front on both sides of the football, and I don't think Texas A&M has genuinely been as good as people think they are. They beat Notre Dame early in the season, and they almost blew that game against a Notre Dame team that we know was limited early in the season. I think Miami's just overall better, gentlemen. Really. I think they're a better team as well.
Now, does that mean it translates to a victory Saturday at College Station? I don't know.
I hope so, because nothing would make the ESPN talking heads happier than the Canes getting blown out. Because objectively, after all the hoopla, the ACC and Miami and all this stuff, like Notre Dame and just like the ACC talking heads and the ESPN talking heads would pounce all over Miami if they got blown out by Texas A&M. You know that, right, Hawk? Like, you're going to have to deal with it for a while.
And you bring up Mario. To your point, I'm looking at the schedule here, Texas A&M schedule. Mario needs to let Shannon Dawson do what he does. Don't start this. Let's run the ball. Just run the clock. Because Texas A&M is going to score. They're 35, 42, 40, 38, 45 a game. They don't want to play a 17-10 game with you, and I don't think you should try to make this game a 17-10 game.
Which is Mario's M.O.,
That's his thing. Yeah, no. Let Shannon Dawson do the quarterback throwback, Mark Fletcher jump passes, and all that fun stuff.
Let's take a break here. Solana is at the Kaseya Center. We've got Game Day Uncensored beginning at 4 o'clock today. And then what time is preheat?
It's just abbreviated today. It'll be from 6:45 to 7. So just a quick little preheat into the audio experience.
So from 4 till 6:45 tonight, you'll get Solana, Tobin, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins getting you ready for Miami and Pittsburgh. Then you've got – who do the Heat play tonight? I don't even know.
The Toronto Raptors, Hawk.
Toronto Raptors are in town. That's a home game?
No, I'm just at the Kaseya Center hanging out, and then I'll watch the game.
Because I was going to say, what are you doing at Section 123? And the Panthers, are they tonight? Obviously, I didn't pay attention to your headlines.
No, you did not. The Florida Panthers are just a couple hundred miles northwest of us in Tampa Bay.
Oh, they've got the Lightning. That's a big one. Did you even mention that in the headlines?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't.
All right. Feel like I would have. Remember.
No, maybe
regardless,
maybe, honestly. I don't know.
We got a lot going on. We're going to take a break.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua. You can make Tua Tartar.
So it's bowl season. It's not just college football playoff season. It's bowl season. Did you see what's going on in the Boca Raton Bowl, Crowder?
Who's playing in it?
Yeah, who's playing in it? I'll start there.
I thought I saw imaging. Louisville?
I think you're right. It is. It's Louisville and Toledo.
Toledo. Hmm.
Did you know that?
That's actually.
No, I know it's the Bush's Beans Boca Bowl, but I had no idea who was playing in it.
It's actually genius. Louisville, way back to like Teddy Bridgewater and Lamar Jackson, there are hundreds, or they can't be hundreds, only 100 guys on the team. There's dozens of South Florida guys that go to Louisville. It's like a South Florida North, so it's pretty smart to have Louisville in the Boca Bowl.
Well, it's not incredibly smart. This is just a testament to how these lower-tier bowl games operate. Brett McMurphy, who covers college football, has tweeted out, fans can get in free to the Boca Raton Bowl December 23rd by bringing a can of Bush beans. If you bring one can of Bush's beans, this is at the FAU campus on Glades Road, Glades and Spanish River in between the two, and you want to see Louisville and Toledo December 23rd, all the beans will be donated to help families in need, but one can of Bush's beans will get you into the Boca Raton Bowl for free.
So the ticket to the bowl game's $2?
Pretty much. How much is a can of beans? A couple bucks?
I just looked it up. $2.19 at Walmart.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, these bowls are about to fold, bro.
That's going to kill the concessions there too, right? Because according to you guys, according to you two, you can just pop open that can and just eat it right out of the can.
Well, yeah, but you have to give it to them. You can't enjoy your own. Don't get high on your own supply. This is for charity. All right, 3 o'clock hour on an abbreviated show today. We've only got 1 hour remaining, and then we'll have game day uncensored, and that'll take you up until 6:45 tonight when you will get preheat. In fact, I'll give you 15 minutes of game day uncensored right now, but that'll be abbreviated as well because you actually have it coming up in less than an hour. 15 minutes of game day uncensored brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Couple of props for tonight's game. Dolphins still 3-point underdogs. It is going to be nasty and cold in Pittsburgh tonight. Over under 42.5. 42.5 is the total. Dolphins, again, 3-point underdogs tonight. Here are some of your props. Aaron Rodgers, passing yards, 221.
I was going to say, what? 22?
Yeah,
I
mean, 221.
Put me in.
And a half. Tua's passing yards, 195.5.
Under.
Passing TDs, Aaron Rodgers over 1.5 passing TDs is even money, plus 100. Tua over 1.5 passing TDs is plus 155.
I would take the over. I might take the over on that.
Over 1.5?
Over 1.5. Because they get in the red zone and let Tua, because he can't really mess up a 8-yard throw. He can really mess up a 60-yard throw.
DK Metcalf, over under on receiving yards, you want to guess?
He went crazy last week, but 78.
Solana?
81.5.
54.5.
Over. I'm betting this game because it's the only thing to watch tonight.
54.5. Well, you do have Heat and Panthers tonight as well. Tonight happens to be, hey NBA and NHL, how about we get stuff situated here? I'm sitting around half the nights. There's nothing to do. You're going to put Monday Night Football and Heat and Panthers in action on the same night? How about a little coordination?
Crazy, right? Yeah. Crazy, because it's Dolphins Steelers Monday Night Football, and then it's the battle for Florida in the NHL, and then, you know, it's USA Canada in the NBA tonight. Crazy.
Crazy.
Isn't Toronto one of the better teams in the East?
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, I haven't watched the play. You just talk about them. Yeah, yeah.
The Heat have lost four in a row, but they're due, gentlemen.
This Bulls team that I adopted, Holy mackerel. They just lost to the Pelicans again last night. They lost to the Pelicans again. Bouzelis, under, of course. He cannot hit the over. Giddey had three fouls in 5 minutes. Giddey had three fouls and 2 points in the first quarter.
Killing Explain it. To people that you're from Chicago. Don't say you just adopted the team because you jump on the bandwagon of the damn Bulls. It's crazy.
I mean, they were 5-0 at the beginning of the season. I was a believer.
I don't know. Talking about random sports stuff. I heard something genius today. Make like the what's the bowl? The Bush Baked Beans Bowl, whatever the hell.
Bush Bees Bees Bowl.
Bush Bees Bees Bowl. Make the Bees 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 Bowl. Make it the first game of the season. Make the teams come down here and make it the first game of the season. That is genius. Because you can't opt out. It's a real game. It really matters.
I've seen that. If you want to save the lower tier bowl games, that's going to be the solution.
Yeah. And you already, bowls, you come down, you have to find a practice facility. So the week before, you bring the teams down, just like a normal bowl. You find a practice facility, but you're preparing for your season still, so you're still kind of in camp. That's the smartest thing I've heard in a long time from anybody in college football.
Or you pause the college football season for about 2-3 weeks, and you have an in-season tournament. And all the games.
All right.
All the games are bowls.
Aronde, all right. Special field. Aronde texted me a screenshot of the Palm Beach Post that it says, first 2,000 fans who bring a can of beans get the free admission. So it's not a stadium filled. But I would submit to you this. If you're the 2010th fan to bring a can of beans, I don't think they're turning you back.
But when do they make the cutoff? Because that person now has to go buy a ticket and they brought a can of beans.
Well, who's counting the cans, though? And, like, is gate A, I'm clued in that they've brought in 46 cans at gate C, like... That seems like a way to kind of protect yourself. Oh, we're not letting everyone in with a can of beans. This is my thought. Show up with a can of beans to the Boca Raton Bowl. I think you're getting in for free. In fact, I'm going to load up my truck with hundreds of cans of Bush's beans. Ooh. And I'm going to sell them for $5 a can.
Genius.
You're getting into the game for $5. I'm making $3 a can.
Genius, Hulk. Yeah, I'm down with this player.
Look for the Hockman car. All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines here on this football Monday night. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Hawk, are you trolling us with your camera? Are you purposefully lowering your camera every segment more and more? Because by the end of the show, we're just going to see your chin.
I'd be like, find Kilroy.
Yeah. That's why everybody saw that damn sweatshirt, because you got your whole like this.
I'm doing the rest of the show like this.
Every segment, I see less and less of your forehead. And by the way, you don't have that big of a forehead, you know? Like, all of a sudden, you're Wilson from Family Matters.
Home Improvement.
Right, what's in the headlines?
Home Improvement, that's right.
Show off that swiper diaper. Put that man, pull your camera back up.
Oh, man. All right, here's your schedule. Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning at 7 p.m. The Cats did win over the weekend. They beat the Dallas Stars 4-0.
The who?
The Dallas Stars 4-0. The Miami Heat play the Raptors tonight. The only player who's going to miss this game, other than Terry Rozier, obviously, is Pelle Larsson. So that's a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. And then for the Dolphins, Larry Borum, he is questionable for this game with an illness. And the Steelers... they're also dealing with an illness of their own. Jaylen Warren, their starting running back, is questionable for this game. Dolphins need to win.
What's the Heat line tonight, you know?
I don't know. I haven't checked it out yet.
Want to guess?
Sure.
Heat hosting the Raptors, Crowder. Heat hosting the Raptors.
I haven't watched the Raptors play before. Solana's been amping them up, so I would say Raptors favored by 3.
Solana?
No. I mean, Crowder, I've been hyping them up but they're 15-11. The Miami Heat are 14-11.
Let me give it a little bit of context. He was hyping up the Buffalo Sabres. They just fired their general manager. They've never been out of the basement in the East.
Three-game win streak.
Heat by 17. Never mind. You're right.
By the way, I also hyped up the Toronto Raptors like 2 weeks ago, to be fair. I still think the Heat are favorites tonight, but I'll say Heat 3.5, 4.5 point favorites.
Heat are 6-point favorites tonight. Okay.
Raptors have lost 4 straight. They're without R.J. Barrett as well. But Crowder, I know you're going to laugh, but no joke. Like, Brandon Ingram's been really good. They won their group in the in-season tournament. They lost to the Knicks, but no shame there.
Hey,
Knicks are off to the finals.
Wemby and the Spurs beat OKC.
They did. Yeah. They did.
How about that?
Yeah. Did you see SGA's response to, oh, now this West is getting interesting for the upcoming future with y'all in San Antonio? Yeah. He wasn't pushed by the competition.
He's like, yeah, there's a good chance. Sure. Whatever.
Yeah. He had no energy in that answer, Solana.
But that is,
no,
that
Solana,
is a rivalry,
it's funny
bro.
Cause
that's a rivalry.
I know. I really like, because I know you study the stuff for pre-heat and you study all the Heat stuff. So when you're like, oh, no, man, Raps can play, I go and reiterate what I hear from you to other people.
No, no, they're good. Like, nobody thought the Toronto Raptors were going to be 15-11. And prior to this 4-game losing streak, they were 15-7. Nobody thought that. Nobody.
I've told everyone that.
B.I.'s
I'm
going
to repeat
balling,
what
bro.
You just said to somebody.
B.I.'s been hooping.
That's the tall, skinny one with the tattoos?
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Indiana's Fernando Mendoza wins the Heisman. First Miami native, I couldn't believe that reading it, but it makes all the sense, I guess. First Miami native, and his name is Fernando Mendoza, which is just
it's
effing
cool.
Awesome. And first Cuban American, like, I grew up with Fernando Mendoza. I didn't really, but you know what I mean.
Right,
like,
he wasn't. You grew up with Fernando Mendozas, and they weren't going to win a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, I was balling him up at Arvida Middle School, and Archbishop Coleman F. Carroll is what I was doing. And Fernando Mendoza, he went to Christopher Columbus, and I thought this was so damn cool, man. He gave a shout-out to his coaches at Christopher Columbus, and he hit them with an, on the Heisman podium, an adelante, which means forward, but that's their motto at Columbus High School. I just thought it was so effing cool, man. So shout out to Fernando Mendoza. And take your pick of college football quarterbacks who are reportedly entering the transfer portal. We haven't even gotten to a UM bowl game, and we're already finding Carson Beck's replacement. Here we go. DJ Lagway, who
I'll
Crowder has maintained is a stud. All of a sudden, if he's in a orange and green jersey. here we go.
Throughout last season, I started telling y'all this Lagway is not moving like he used to move.
This is a tweet. This is a tweet we got from someone. Do you think Crowder will bash the UMQB next season for the third straight year if we get DJ Lagway, especially after the way he praised him all season?
If y'all take DJ Lagway, you're going from Cam Ward to Carson Beck to Lagway, bro, y'all are going to be up damn set. I'm telling you.
Guy changes like the wind.
Unbelievable. Nebraska quarterback Dylan Raiola. This is the guy that thinks he's Patrick Mahomes. Have you seen this kid? Like, hair's
like
Patrick
now he's
Mahomes.
Got to tear his ACL.
I don't think so.
I saw that yesterday.
Arizona said,
poor kid, now he's got to tear his ACL.
That's not the path, Dylan.
Did Mahomes really tear his ACL, though? We don't know yet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he did? Confirmed tore his ACL?
Mahomes did, and Micah Parsons did
as well.
I saw
Micah Parsons, yeah, but I didn't know Mahomes confirmed tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I hate it, for football because he is the best quarterback in the world. But
oh, yeah.
When's the last person you saw tear the ACL that has to be helped off by two people and crying? It doesn't hurt like that.
Me.
Micah tore his, walked off mad. He couldn't even put pressure on the left side of his body. Tighten up.
Says on ESPN, a day after Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes suffered a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee, Coach Andy Reid shared that the MRI scan Sunday night revealed the star quarterback did not have any major damage to other ligaments.
Yeah. Damn. That sucks.
Yeah.
Got a feel for Patty Mahomes, right? Tearing his ACL, guys.
You know, I don't know if you saw like the stats, but like he tore his ACL in the ninth season. Who was it? Was it
Brady?
Look at that. Like
Brady?
Yeah, Brady ninth season.
And was it his ninth season though? Because that was 08, right? That he tore his ACL. It's the only reason why you guys ended up winning the division
year. Hey, let's not put all this stuff in context behind.
I mean, the Wildcat was cute, but let's be honest, you're not winning the East with the Wildcat.
Who was that, Matt Castle?
It was 08. It was 08. That's
Tom
all
Brady
say.
In NFL season 8, going for his fourth ring, loses in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes in NFL season 8, going for his fourth ring, loses in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady in season 9, tears ACL, team misses playoffs. Patrick Mahomes in season 9, tears ACL, team misses playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Bit misleading there, though, because I believe Brady tore his ACL quarter one of week one that season.
It was a little, they went the entire season without him. Yeah. Chiefs had Mahomes for enough that they could have gotten in.
Safety. Was it from the Chiefs? I remember the play where Brady tore his ACL because I saw it. It was like week one. I saw it that night on ESPN, and I was playing for the Dolphins, obviously, 07. And I don't get excited about guys getting hurt, but I'll be honest.
It was the Chiefs.
I was a little excited when I saw that play because we just were getting our ass kicked for year after year by Tom Brady. About that time, coach. Put in something.
And then Matt Castle came in and put up 10 dubs.
Yeah. Castle wasn't bad. It wasn't Brady, though. Good.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Yeah, just to round this out, Sam Leavitt or Leavitt from Arizona State is reportedly entering the transfer portal. I think that's who Miami's going to end up with, and I'm really excited about him. I'm a big fan. And Cincinnati's quarterback, Brendan Sorsby, as well.
Big fan. You pronounce his name Leavitt, which it's Leavitt.
Right, but he's leaving. That was just a play on words. Never mind.
Wow.
Man, your weather.
You can't read.
You would do it more like Sam Leavitt said, hey, I'm going to leave it and go somewhere else. Like, if you knew it was a play on words, you'd create something that was more of a play on words than just saying Sam Leavitt.
I kind of like the way I did it. Sam Leavitt or Sam Leavitt.
It was fine the way that you said it up until you said, I'm a big fan of his.
Huge fan. Your weather. In South Florida, I really am. I play with Arizona State in NCAA 25.
I didn't know that. Well, now it all makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks.
Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillzoneAC.com. Still windy in downtown Miami. Still rainy, still wet across South Florida. So drive safely.
All right, we're working our way towards 4 o'clock when Game Day Uncensored will take over, so don't go anywhere. We'll come back quickly after this.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyrhills Hills.
There is no Zephyrhills Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, we're a half hour away from game day uncensored. And Solana and Tobin, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, they'll get you ready for the game tonight. What are you laughing at?
Where the hell are you at? Why are you under the desk?
You're so silly. What are you talking about? A little treat for the streamer. You know, there was a tweet from Omar Kelly, and he tweeted, nobody in the AFC has to go through Kansas City. If Buffalo or Baltimore ever had a chance to win a championship, it's now. And he's so right on. We've talked about this so many times where it was like, you know, Charles Barkley trying to win an NBA championship. Hey, you got Michael Jordan there. And so, sorry, you can do whatever you want. And the notion has always been, hey, the Chiefs are there. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs are going to be in the way. Well, this is an opportunity for John Harbaugh. And what's the guy's name in Buffalo? McDermott?
Yeah, McDermott.
Yeah. Sean McDermott.
Opportunity, but also it's a chance for them to lose their jobs. Because if the one impediment to you going and winning a Super Bowl is always the Kansas City Chiefs, and we all agree it's the Kansas City Chiefs, well, that impediment's no longer there. Hey, Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, you better figure it out. McDermott, Josh Allen, you better figure it out.
Because the Ravens don't look very great right now, but the Bills after yesterday and, you know, they can still play. To your point, if now you've let the Patriots and the Broncos come in and take over the AFC without the Chiefs, yeah, that
you're
might be some
your own,
job
right,
losing
You're
material.
Writing the end of your own story.
Yes.
Is Buffalo the odds-on favorite now in the AFC? I don't even know.
I think they were even before the Chiefs had officially been eliminated, but my guess is yes, they're still the favorites. I don't know how the Broncos are getting no love. I'm not a believer.
Are you buying it?
I'm not. I'm not buying Bo Nix yet. I'd have to see it. But Crowder's been telling us about how good that defense is, and they've won 11 straight. They're the only team that has won 12 games already in the NFL. They've won 11 straight games, gentlemen. That has to count for something.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I've bought into the Patriots and not the Broncos. The Broncos, right. You know, the Broncos are a more impressive streak. But I think that Bo Nix, I'm not impressed watching him. I'm impressed watching Drake May. Even yesterday, they lost, 35-31? That first quarter, Drake May did not make one mistake. He had two rushing touchdowns. They had every drive they scored a touchdown. Like, he went crazy. Bo Nix does nothing for three quarters, and he'll have about 10 minutes of hellfire quarterbacking.
You want to guess who the favorite is to win the AFC? This is on the Hard Rock Bet app. Favorite to win the AFC?
The Bills still.
I would say the Bills.
It's the Broncos. Broncos are plus 325. Bills are plus 375, which, by the way, that's not a bad price. And the Bills to win the Super Bowl is plus 800. I don't think that's a bad price either.
No, not at all. I might. I don't know, because I would go NFC. I think the Lions or the Rams will win it this year.
I'm out on the Lions, but the Rams are plus 350 to win the Super Bowl. To win the Super Bowl. Seahawks are plus 700. Broncos are plus 800. Bills plus 800. Eagles plus 1,000. Texans plus 1,200. Patriots plus 1,200. So your odds on favorite right now, the top two to win the Super Bowl are the Rams and the Seahawks.
That's wild.
I'd like to bet the Seahawks not to win the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, that's not a bet. But.
The Seahawks, the team that needed their kicker to hit 6 of 6 yesterday, plus a 60-yarder to avoid losing to 44-year-old Philip Rivers, is going to win the Super Bowl. No, not buying that.
I'm telling you, but then the Rams got whooped, because I think they're the best team in the league, but Carolina beat the Rams a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
but Carolina's good, dude. Man. Carolina's
sneaky
good.
How about the
Bears?
Anybody buying the Bears?
No.
I'm buying that they're not the garbage can of the NFL anymore, but I'm not buying them to win the Super Bowl or go deep in the playoffs at all.
Caleb Williams throws some dimes where you're like, holy mackerel. How did he fit that in there?
Does he throw dimes or is he lucky as hell? Because I saw a completion yesterday in the end zone that should have been intercepted by five different players.
That was a dime.
Did you hear his explanation? Because he said it came out of his mouth. He said, I can make every throw. The guy asked him, kind of, was that a bad throw? He said, I can make every throw. A bad touchdown pass? I've never heard that phrase put out. Bad touchdown pass.
He and the Bears host Green Bay Saturday night. You know, there's Saturday NFL this weekend.
Yeah.
The Bears hosting Green Bay Saturday night. What do you think the line is?
Bears. Green Bay doesn't look great. Bears by 4?
No, I'd say you said Green Bay hosting the Bears?
No, Bears hosting Green Bay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Chicago minus 1.5?
It is Green Bay minus 1.
Green Bay, if Jordan Love isn't on, they look terrible.
I know. When he's on, though, they look unbeatable.
It's amazing. It is Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. It's wild watching week to week with the damn Green Bay.
Hey, how about this one? I know Dolphins play tonight. Next week's line is out, though. Remember, this was supposed to be a Sunday night game next week. Now it's Sunday afternoon. Dolphins hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. What do you think the line is?
Oh, Dolphins still low. 3.5? Give them a little half a point.
Nah, I'd say Dolphins minus 5.5.
That's what I would have guessed. Dolphins minus 1. I mean, the Bengals have nothing to play for. Joe Burrow doesn't even know if he wants to play football anymore. That's a crazy low line, isn't that? I kind of want to put that in now.
The Dolphins, dude, struggle with elite pass games.
That's true. Joe Burrow's he's not good. Yeah, I don't know.
Not only he might. I mean, they're gonna win. They're gonna win 6 straight games.
Oh, you're counting tonight.
Well, if they lose tonight, I would expect that line to shift. I would expect the Bengals perhaps to be favorites. Maybe not, but
why?
I don't know. I just don't think anybody has any type of belief in the Miami Dolphins. Any.
Well, I agree with that. But Mike McDaniel, I mean, if he wants to keep his job for next season, he can't, if they get mathematically eliminated, even though they're only at 1%, if they get mathematically eliminated, he can't throw in the towel. He's got to show that he put it together at the end of the season. I would submit to you that game will mean more to Mike McDaniel than it will to Zach Taylor. But I'm not so certain now that I just say that, too, because Zach Taylor's under the gun to get something done with Joe Burrow.
Yes. I would say it's Zach Taylor's had no big run. At least McDaniels had this 5 out of 6 thing going for himself.
They went to a Super Bowl, though. Didn't Zach Taylor take them to a Super Bowl?
What was that, 4 years ago?
I'm still talking
about the 72 Dolphins. So.
He's still the only quarterback, Joe Burrow, to defeat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, other than Tom Brady. He still holds that. Obviously, that'll continue because technically nobody's going to beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs this year.
True. That's a good point. Like a loophole.
New mic got my Wi-Fi messed up.
The mic got your Wi-Fi messed up?
Mm-hmm. The netting.
The netting? What exactly did you put up in your house?
No, the netting on the mic. See all that metal?
Netting?
Hold that up again.
You know what messed up your Wi-Fi?
Nah.
Your Wi-Fi.
All right.
Very nice green button. Nice. All right, we got to take a break here because Game Day Uncensored is going to start at 4 o'clock. I want to make sure that it starts on time because a lot of people are excited for a little Monday Night Football. I want to give Solana and Tobin and Chris Perkins, Omar Kelly, all the time they need to get you ready. And then you'll have preheat tonight at 6:45 as well. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with one final segment of Hockman, Crowder, and Solana on this Monday. So do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
That's like some game day music right there. It's in the mood for a little Monday Night Football. All right, Canesware in Davie. It is holiday shopping season, and obviously I would imagine people have started, but if you haven't, you can do it all at Canesware in Davie. And beyond just the holiday shopping, maybe you're lucky enough to be going to the college football playoffs, watch UM and Texas A&M, or maybe you're going to be watching with friends or watch party, maybe you're going to a restaurant. You want to be decked out in some new Canes gear. You get it all at Canesware in Davie. You can hop online right now at caneswear.com. Do all your holiday shopping right there. And it's not just the Canes, of course. They've got Dolphins merch, and they've got Inter Miami merch, and Heat, Hurricanes basketball, Marlins, Panthers merch. I mean, there's got to be someone on your list who wants some Inter Miami or Panthers merchandise after the seasons that they had. So you get it all at Caneswear in Davie. They've got shirts, hats, jerseys, shorts, hoodies for you and the entire family, even pets. They've got it all at Caneswear. And not just clothing. They've got phone cases and slides and clocks and pennants and anything you can think of. So visit the store in Davie on University Drive right next to La Spada's. Or you can shop online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. So, Solana, you're going to be watching the Heat tonight. You can't watch the Dolphins as much as you would prefer, I'm imagining.
No, we've got our monitors set up here at the radio booth. So I'll have the Heat in front of me, obviously, live at the arena overlooking Pat Riley Court. I have the Dolphins on one monitor to my right. I'll have the Panthers on my laptop. I'm good, man. We'll get this.
But the Panthers.
Right. I'll have the Dolphins on one monitor and then the Panthers on my laptop. Yeah.
I had already formulated my response.
Uh-huh. Why ask me a question if you have zero interest in what I have to say?
It wasn't that I had zero interest. I had zero thought that you were going to mention the Panthers again.
Yeah.
And so I was going to call you out for not mentioning the Panthers and not watching their game. But then you undercut me, but I had already had my response prepared.
Gotcha.
So I got caught in the air. That was Damon Jones caught in the air. Lightning are -130 favorites tonight against the Panthers. Panthers are +110 dogs. And the Heat tonight, I told you they were 6-point favorites. Give you a couple guesses on props. Norman Powell, points tonight?
21.
21 and a half.
Yep.
Tyler Hero?
Aye. 17 and a half.
Stop. What are you doing, man? 23 and a half, Hawk. Come on.
21 and a half. Split the difference.
Mm. 17. Ridiculous.
You. Oh, three more points. Big man.
It is. He's averaging 23 points since he's been back with above 50% shooting. Like, he's playing well. He's playing good ball.
Khalil Ware. Is he not playing much anymore? I'm just going based on the numbers that I'm seeing as the props.
No, he is. He has not been a mainstay in the rotation.
Hmm. 7.5.
I mean, he's playing, but he's not starting anymore, and the minutes are getting less and less prevalent since Tyler Hero has been back.
Spo hates the man so much he takes him out for a guard.
Brandon Ingram tonight is 24.5. Scotty Barnes is 20.5. Emmanuel Quickly is 17.5. Jacob Pertle. We love that guy.
Yeah.
Is it Jakob or Jacob?
I think it's Jacob Pertle.
9.5.
Jakob.
Yeah, I think it might be.
It's spelled
J-A-K-O-B.
Yeah. I think, like, I don't remember where he's from. Perhaps Lithuania. I don't remember off the top of my head, but where he's from, it probably Jakob Pertle or Jakob Pertle. But everybody calls him Jacob
Pertle. Doesn't even have an R in it.
It's an
Jimmy's
invisible
giving me
a
rap signal. You got to go, Jimmy?
I got you. Wrap
you
this
go,
up.
No, I don't got to go anywhere. I'm staying here.
Weren't you just giving me the rap signal?
Yeah, because of Game Day Uncensored.
Huh.
Yeah, it just said, do we have to go?
Yeah, just wrap it up.
Oh, okay. I asked you that, and you said no.
I don't got to go anywhere.
What the hell do I care where you have to go? I'm asking for the show. You're giving me the rap signal. What am I? What do you think? I was worried about you?
Jimmy, tell Hawk you're playing.
Cheetah Pompano is a great spot to watch a game tonight or a fight on the weekend. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment. Imagine the set manager wrapping up the nightly news. And the guy's like, well, I guess we have to go. And the guy's like, I don't have to go. They're wrapping me up. Give me the rap signal.
I got all night, baby.
Such a tentative rap, too. The way
I love that you took control and gave me the rap signal, but then you backed off it for some reason. Anyway, Cheetah Pompano has the amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. They've got their sexy Christmas party this Wednesday. Open bar, 6 till 7:30. Holiday carving and dessert station, 8 till 10. $100 bottle specials and more. That's this Wednesday, Cheetah Pompano. Cheetah Palm Beach is having their Christmas party as well this Wednesday. Complimentary holiday cheese and dessert station, complimentary carving station 6 till 7, open bar 6 till 7, then again 10 till 11, and they're going to be giving away a holiday platinum VIP card valued at $1,000 as well. That's this Wednesday, Cheetah Palm Beach and Cheetah Pompano Beach, both having their Christmas parties. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Dolphins, go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
I ain't got nowhere to go, Hawk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.